It's the boldest idea in higher education in generations. And if the governor can get Oregonians to agree, he might leave a legacy long to be remembered. When I heard about Kulongoski's plan to be modeled after the GI Bill, I immediately thought of former Governor Oswald West, who in 1910 gave ownership of Oregon's beaches to the people of Oregon. West was a visionary who understood that in 5 or 6 decades, our beaches could be fenced off by private interests in a way they are now in many other coastal states. West's effort is one of the most revolutionary achievements of any Oregon governor. Kulongoski could match the significance of West's achievement many times over with his college trust fund proposal. The plan would cover most of the college costs of eligible students, reversing a sorry trend in which today Oregon colleges earn an F for affordability in national surveys. Only 15% of Oregon high school students earn an associate degree within 3 years of college or a bachelor's degree within 6. Far too many end up in low-wage jobs with no health insurance, with little ability to move easily between jobs or to start their own businesses. As the Oregonian newspaper stated, the plight of these high school grads shows up in Oregon's high unemployment rates and in the number of people who need the government's safety net. The Oregonian was correct when it said that this is a recipe for economic disaster. And it's the reason Kulongoski is pushing access to higher education as the key to the state's economic health and the self-sufficiency of Oregon's families. Kulongoski and the state board have not yet proposed funding for the endowment. This is probably a good thing for now. It lets Oregonians evaluate the GI Bill-type program on its merits, rather than triggering a revenue fight right out of the starting blocks. If the public shows a strong interest in the endowment, then we would move to the financial discussion, but not before. If that moment arrives, don't be surprised if the state board, led by former Governor Neil Goldschmidt, produces novel financial ideas that don't rely on a menu of typical tax increases. Kulongoski and Goldschmidt will have to be nimble-footed to win the confidence of Oregonians who have become jaded about the ability of state government to produce anything good. But the higher education endowment will open the door to college to thousands of Oregon students who are having it shut on them today, consigning them to a life of lower wages. The third year in a governor's first term is the optimum time to make a mark on history. After a passive start, Kulongoski is beginning to show that he understands this very well. This is Les O'Coyne.